So welcome to, I guess, what is actually the first episode of The Future Now, maybe. So we had a plan, my friend Cedric and Matt had a plan on how we were going to record this podcast. And pretty much we were at a bar in Ann Arbor and we just started talking about the topics anyway. And I just started recording it there. And this is going to be the first episode. Obviously, the goal is that over time, maybe we can have some higher quality and kind of like less background noise. But I think a lot of the points do get hit. So if you're listening to the full version, I hope you enjoy. If you're listening to the short version, I hope you enjoy. And I guess I should preference it a little bit, too, because it does just jump right in the middle of the conversation. The topic is politics, and I think that's a very wide category. Specifically, what we're talking about is kind of what we want to see in politics and what we think can make politics better. And again, there's not like a ton of facts here or like politically correct points. This is just three guys who are just pretty normal guys, actually with kind of fairly different points of views, just talking about where we feel politics are currently and kind of what we would like to see differently into the future.
Where are we going to be in 20 years?
But I think there's things you can do to prepare for that change.
Okay.
Right? Like there's policies that can be made now to get us ready for that change.
Exactly. At a national level, which is why you said local politics. That's why I'm saying within 10 years or today we start.
Right.
I'm not talking about presidential campaigns only targeting the Facebook ads.
Yeah.
I am saying that a city commissioner does that.
Okay.
And then they change local politics, and then they change voting styles, and they do that over time. I don't think the first president wins with under $1 million.
Maybe
I think the first governor can win with under $1 million.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be...
Maybe that's what your next step is. Maybe when you're done with your job.
Oh, yeah, I am. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier. I'm going to see if I can, like, get a position or an internship or anything with the next governor who's going in, and then just kind of learn from there, and then maybe run for, like, a local Michigan office, and then just go from there and fill it out.
I think there's a couple things that need to happen for that to work. I think, A, we need term limits, just so that...
Thank you.
You guys doing more?
I'll have one more.
The Ferguson.
Yes. I'll do one more of those too.
I think we need term limits to stop politics from becoming a career so that it energizes people to go out and vote for new people. New ideas are constantly coming in, and you know. Two, the way we vote needs to be overhauled, right?
Absolutely.
There's no reason why we don't have an electronic voting system by now.
Exactly. That's going to happen through local politics.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of things that need to happen, but I think it's possible.
My buddy showed up at the polls at 8:30 in the morning, and he's told you. They asked him if
he already put
an absentee ballot. He goes, I just want an absentee ballot. How's that shit happening?
I mean, we've had the technology around to do this sort of stuff for parts of it for decades, right? It's just things are so slow moving. It's, you know, but you're right. I think it starts local, and then you just have to keep moving out, right? Because if you start from the top, then nothing's ever going to get done. Washington's never going to do anything, right? You have to start at the bottom.
That's what I'm saying. 10 years is realistic because
we
have another presidential race coming up pretty soon here. We have a race that just passed. Alexandria Cortez in New York, like, she won without, like, any funding. And she won a Congress seat from, like, a 10-term incumbent. So it's like, I get that some of those cases are strategic, but they're not impossible. So we're talking 10 years out.
I don't agree with her politically, but...
That's not what I'm saying at all.
No, but you're talking about the mechanics.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying the mechanics of it working that way is there. I'm not going to get into an argument about who's right or wrong on abortion.
Yeah, you're talking about
I'm talking about actually having more people be able to vote in a more efficient manner, and me and you actually deciding whether or not abortion is okay, rather than a company that has... view set aside.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. No, I think you're right. Yeah.
So what do we do? If we're saying 10 years is going to be hard between now and 2028, what do we actually do for those steps to get to that point where we're moving money for politics? We make voting easier, we make running easier, we make campaigns more efficient. What else, like, how do we do those things? What else do we do?
We recruit 200 of the strongest candidates our age, and we train them how to win that way.
Well,
we train them to win
that,
the campaign that way, put them in the respective places, take it out that way.
No.
They form an army, and have them go and win their specific small areas, train it with this kind of mentality.
Yeah, but that, I mean...
And why couldn't you do that?
But again, but then you're almost making your own special interest or to do...
Yeah.
To undermine... I don't know.
It's only a special interest group if me and you talk about whether or not we agree with Alexandria's policies.
Right.
It's not a special interest group.
Wait,
if our common goal is the same.
Like, I guarantee we all have different political views. We came together and said, for the mechanics purposes, this is how we're going to run this, how we're going to do it. Regardless of our beliefs, let's go win our respective areas, no matter what your beliefs are, but this is how we're going to train how to do it. I agree.
Yeah, it's not a conversation about parties or particular. Yeah. Thank you.
I think if you brought the right people, you can bring the right people with different viewpoints, as long as they have that mental flexibility to be able to sit down with somebody with different opinions to come down and talk about the real reason why we're doing this.
I'm going to keep hammering this thing about term limits for just about every seat in politics, but that's the reason why I want term limits, is because it's going to push these new ideas in faster, because then you're not always fighting the establishment incumbent, right? Because we get these new ideas cycling in a lot faster because it's forced to.
I disagree with that guy. Because we're having a conversation. We're talking about money. We're talking about removing money from politics. And we're trying not to talk about political views.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that if collectively 100% of the people in Ann Arbor go, we have 100% voter turnout.
Yeah.
And 100% of them with no external... like mandering at all, decides that this person who's been doing it for 100 years is still the best person, why should we take that person out if we actually agree? It's a problem now because that incumbent has so much money that they're influencing the vote, and then people who could be voting aren't voting. I don't know the term limits.
I don't know if it's... But I think the other side of it is that there are probably... people who literally just vote for incumbents. I don't think everyone who votes is 100% informed about what they're voting
on. I agree. Now that's an education problem. I completely agree.
Right.
With that.
So there's, I mean, this is a hard problem because it's multifaceted, right? It's not just, you know, let's get turnout to 100%. It's, you know, there's education.
It
kind
of sucks that we're not already recording this for the podcast.
No, I am. But I think it's both. I think, one, we strive for, and we don't have to do one thing at once. We do it all at once, and we're all working towards the same collective goal. So the goal is to remove money from politics. We want to increase voter turnout and increase voter education. Now, without being in office and changing term limits, we can do all three of those things. We can motivate more people to get out and vote, we can have more resources for people to vote, and we can educate people more. The three of us can do that. It doesn't take someone in an elected position to make that change. So I think those are two great things. How do we educate people more on politics and on issues, and like how to be involved in the system when they have Instagram, Facebook, Netflix, and everything else that's more important to them? How do we actively integrate that? This is why we inspire us so great.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta utilize those tools. I mean, you have to utilize those tools then.
Yeah.
Tools that are important to you.
I agree.
Right?
I completely agree. And you can do that with organic content.
Yeah.
Now, yes, if we get money, then great. But you can create, and we've done this before, you can create those videos for free and put them on YouTube and Facebook. You can create that content for free and put it on YouTube and Facebook. Now, does that mean everyone will see it? No. But you can still put it there and people will share it. And then if money does come, you can amplify that message. As long as that is a nonpartisan message. As long as that is strictly about education and voter turnout.
No, I mean, I completely agree with you, and I like the idea because I think what it does is it enables the regular person to think they have a chance and actually have a chance at winning an election like it was designed for in this country, right? Whereas now you almost have to be born into politics or have money or have connections or have, it's very hard for just someone off the street to say, hey, I want to go run for governor because I have these great ideas. You know, no. Are you connected? Do you have money? No. But well, then there's no chance.
Now we're in a world where everyone can be connected to anybody, have those connections, right? Where previously, you had those connections that were already built. If you were born into those connections, you had that advantage. But now, you can connect to anybody in the world at any point in time. That's so you're right. So it gives people the opportunity, or anybody the opportunity, to run in politics and with the mechanics we're talking about, to succeed.
So then we get someone in office that has these ideas, that has these views. So, like, let's say we do all that, and then we get maximum voter turnout.
Okay.
Now, the next problem is actually now who won that election and what they're doing at a national level. So if all of us agree that this makes perfect sense at a local level.
So if you start talking about national level, there's a whole different set of dynamics there, right? Because... Well, not even at a national level, but even if you just take one step up to the state level, right? One of the things I didn't like about, like, this election season was the outcome of the midterms in Michigan were very, the results were very swayed. Well, okay, they were completely determined by the metropolitan areas of Detroit. But when you look at the demographics of Detroit versus, say, the UP, they're completely not representative of each other, yet one is representing the other, right? So you start getting into those situations, and I think there's more that needs to be overhauled in terms of politics, where maybe we start looking more at geographic boundaries than, state boundaries and things like that, because I think... You talk to most people in the UP, they identify more with probably northern Wisconsin than they do the UP, right? And so they're, everything from their jobs to their morals to their, whatever. I think that, people are kind of fed up and sick of that, where you have, groups of people that are really swaying the way elections work. Even though they're not representative of what they need, right? Because the industry is down here, right? The auto industry is so prevalent down here. But you look at the UP and what? There's mining, forestry, and some other things, right? So our interests are not aligned at all. Yet, it's a complete package. It's take it or leave it. There's no in-between.
Doesn't California face a similar issue then? Because it's such a long state, like I would assume we're not the only...
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure we're not the only one, right?
So how do they handle it? I mean, how do you, like, what's the conversation like there?
I don't know.
I agree with what you're saying because, like, I want a Tesla. I want a Tesla dealership in Grand Rapids. I want a Tesla dealership in Ann Arbor. Why can't I have it?
I mean, I think the economy in California is much different than we see here in Michigan, too. So, I mean, you got LA in the south, you got San Francisco.
I mean, North. Yeah, but Northern California is completely different than Southern California or Mid-California, right? Where you have, those...
But they're in a position to be able to, take care of both interests. Where in Michigan, at this point in time, do they have that? Are they in the position?
I don't know. I do know some people in California from Northern California who feel the same way, right? Where they feel like their politics are being commanded by... the Los Angeleses and the San Franciscos of the state.
That's true.
And their voices are being heard.
So what do we do there then?
Well, I guess my question is, if we're talking about a genuine popular vote, does it matter? And I'm not saying because the alternative is weighted vote, where I say you own a business, so your vote is more important than mine. So if we're talking about strictly quantity of votes, if there are more people in Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Grand Rapids that feel a certain way, and the quantity of people is higher, isn't that fair?
The reason why I don't think it's fair is because, again, Southeast Michigan isn't representative of what's going on everywhere else, right? So I think that's why I like from a federal level how we have two competing views, right? We have the popular democratic system of the House of Representatives, and then we have the Republic view of equal representation from the Senate. So the federal Senate, the states work differently. You know, the Senate's kind of useless in some states, depending on if they have a Senate or not, because it's public vote, what's great about that is the fact is we weren't founded as a democracy, we're a republic, right? And there's actually a big difference there. In a democracy, it's basically mob rule in the sense that 50% plus one gets their way and everyone else is just, you know, put aside, right? But the idea behind a republic is that even the minority, even the people who aren't in control or who aren't, you know, in those popular groups still get a voice and are still heard and taken care of, right? So that's why we have the Senate and the House, right? Because the public vote might control the House, but at the same time we get equal representation in the Senate so that those minorities can still be heard. So I think the problem is when you start looking at local and state governments is some of that hasn't translated as well. So, you know, when we have a vote in Michigan for a Senate seat and the entire state is voting, how does that make sense? Why couldn't we just do something like one of the senator seats is geographically grouped for northern Michigan and the other Senate seat is grouped for southeast Michigan or southern Michigan, right? So instead of, you know, because then, if you look at it that way, then you could have both interests represented from Michigan in the Senate. Whereas if you do it the current way, Detroit's commanding that 50 plus one rule over, you know, who, you know, does that make sense what I'm saying?
So that sounds like, I mean, sounds like a great idea, but how are those boundaries set and by whom though? I mean, who's at one point to say,
no, I'm not saying I have all the answers.
Right?
Yeah,
no. I mean, I think that's if that was the case and we were able to do that, how would we go about doing it? How would we go about setting those boundaries?
In a sense, the boundaries of the states are kind of arbitrary. I know they were built around geography.
No, it's easy. You just take the red and the blues. So if we have two seats, the red ones get the one leader and the blue ones get... Because that's essentially what you're talking about.
So then why not,
because it's not going to be one peninsula or the other, because someone in Grand Haven probably feels the same way. So you take all the red states or all the red counties and they get their person, and all the blue counties get their person, but then there's going to be a majority. That doesn't sound like it works.
If you divide it like that, you're just gonna get 50-50.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And that's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to break it up more by maybe geographic. It's almost like trying to divide it by, I don't know if culture is the right word, but I'm not saying, Northern Michigan and the UP goes red, so we should cut them off.
Right.
I'm saying we should cut them off because maybe they'll vote for a Democrat the next time around because that Democrat fits their needs better.
Are you talking about that change affecting the national politics or local politics? Are you saying that you don't like...
I think both. I think that's going to affect both.
But what you're saying is you don't like that there's one or two Democratic senators for Michigan who is representing all of Michigan when that views don't actually correlate to everyone.
Correct.
Okay, so that's why I am saying, let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
We just replace all of the executive branch. Okay, sorry. We replace the president with the computer and everyone just gets to vote. Because that goes down to the granular level where every individual person gets to make that decision.
Yeah, it was my campaign idea 10 years ago.
But again,
I said I would be the voice of the people, the actual voice, is I'm going to create a Facebook campaign. People are going to vote on a topic, and that's whatever the popular vote is, that's what I believe in.
Yeah, but
that's what I said.
But the problem is then you're going back to a democracy versus a republic, right?
But it's a genuine democracy.
That's a genuine democracy, but I don't, in my opinion, a genuine democracy isn't a good thing.
Right, because if, let's say,
how many times has majority rule
it leaves
dominated and been a tyranny over minorities.
Right, right.
Right?
Like
not,
you said,
not just in politics, but many other things, right?
Like you said, if 50 plus one say yes to this, everyone else is just screwed, right?
Right.
Exactly.
You know, it's not that...
But that's another problem with politics.
It's not that we're throwing away, the 51% opinion. It's that, you know, that's going to be heard the loudest, but then we should also hear and respond to, you know, the 49.
Exactly. I'm saying we do that. So we're just going to skip the conversation that we have and just go completely into the future conversation.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the computer isn't always making those decisions. I'm saying we have everyone, this is essentially redoing the Constitution, set what the priorities are. And we put those priorities in the computer. So we rank food, we rank healthcare, we rank education, we all collectively rank what's important to us. Then when particular issues come up, we vote, and all our votes are weighted then based on what we said is important mutually. So it's not always going to come to 51% because it's never that simple. It's a collective input in what every person thinks based on what actually affects everything in the world. Because all of these decisions are connected. How much we pay or give each family for food stamps affects the whole system. How big of a tax break we give Amazon for opening up a fulfillment center affects everything. So what the computer would have to do is actually computate all the way through the system the actual effects based on what we tell it to, then we vote.
IBM Watson 2020.
Well, I think you could still have... I think you could still have a president and not replace him by a computer, but have what you're talking about where, you know, that's still calculated through and we get the education piece through that, right? Because I think there's some things that a computer isn't going to be able to do, right? There are decision moments where you need someone to, you know, that's why there's only one CEO of a company. There's not, you know, there's moments where you need someone to make a decision and sit and put their foot down and say, no, this is, you know, this is happening.
Yes, that's all of us collectively on every decision.
They can't be, a computer can't be influenced by money.
Sure.
Or special interests.
It's all of us. It's not one person putting their foot down, because then it goes back to being a republic or a monarch, and you have one person who's not necessarily reflective of everyone.
I mean,
I get it. We're gonna fuck up. We fucked up many a times to date.
Right.
But all of us collectively letting the majority put our foot down is better than having one person put their foot down and that one person being wrong. Because that one person can't represent everyone. And the goal is that everyone's voice is heard.
But if everyone's voice is heard and it's wrong, then it's on us.
Well, I guess, I'd have to understand more of how the waiting and, you know, everything would work to understand, because it's just, I conceptually understand what you're saying.
Well, let's double back to the original point.
Yeah.
So the original point was, let's get money out of politics. What was the goal of getting money out of politics?
Boy, special interests.
Yeah, it's just special interests.
Okay, so once we avoid having money in politics, then we have the same people running. So what's different about the election now that the money isn't there?
Well, that's why I said term limits, because that gets you rid of the same people there. that's why I went to that. But yeah, I mean, without term limits and without forcing people out, yeah, I mean, you still have the same people there.
Can I get a water?
Yeah. Thank you.
Because the same people are there, but we're removing money from politics, so there's no more special interest. So now you have that one person's interpretation of what everyone wants. So you have one person, and tell if you go differently about this, but if we have a senator, that senator's point is to interpret what everyone in their district wants and then try to vote on that behalf. So the problem with having money mixed in with that is rather than that particular senator looking at the people that voted for them, they're looking at what the corporations tell them to do. So removing that corporation only means that now we're taking the votes directly from the people. I feel like that's what we want, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, I think that's what we want.
So then, if that's essentially the popular vote or the popular decision of those people.
Yes, but I mean, yes and no, right? I mean,
do you have a tech phobia?
Do I have a tech phobia?
Yeah, I'm just wondering because some people freak out about like their phones seeing all their pictures.
I mean, I started doing in cybersecurity because I have a little bit of a phobia. I know what happens, but no, it's I think it's a very dangerous slippery slope for us to start going down the path of popular votes. You know, maybe a weighted system can't help with the minority being heard. I don't know.
But what I'm saying is that removing money from politics, the goal of that is that we actually hear what the people want. Or are you saying that removing money from politics, the senators still get to make whatever decisions they want once they're voted in office?
Also,
I think they still get to make whatever decision they want because the ramifications then of not actually doing what they want, well, A, again, term limits. So if they are doing a bad job, then they're going to get out eventually. And B, the ramifications of them not doing what the people heard should be, now that we're listening to the voters, that they're not reelected.
But also, so if you look at the popular vote too, at what point, let's say there's a popular vote that wins, but it's reversed due to a weighted average where someone was given, you know, three times the voting power, but because of that, it was completely changed. Like when we were talking earlier, saying, okay, this is a popular vote, it was 50-50 plus one on one side, but it got shifted because the other side was weighted a little bit more. Regardless, there's still a group of people who are left unhappy, right?
Yeah, there's always going to be
that. Always is.
But I guess I'm okay with it being majority rule because it's weighted. It's a conscious majority rule.
Right, either way,
all of us collectively saying, this is what's important to us. We all agree on that.
Right, because either way, people are left behind, one or another.
Always.
Right, so why not have it the majority?
That's the point of a democracy.
But the point is, like, I mean, what this comes down to is Hillary Clinton would have won then if it was popular vote. But that's not what actually happened. The vast majority of the geographical area of the U.S. voted for Donald Trump.
I don't think Hillary Clinton is in this version. Because,
I'm using that as an example, right, if you're going to talk about popular vote, right, yeah. Because that's what happened, you know, and that's happened not just now, but, you know, many times through the history of the U.S., so,
Yeah, but that's a popular vote decision at the end. I'm saying that it's a popular vote all the way through. Because it wasn't a popular vote for who got the Democratic and Republican seat. That wasn't necessarily a popular vote. Like, what's the alternative? If we're not going to do a democracy. But if we're not going to do a democracy, what's the alternative?
Well, I think cleaning up the republic is fine. I don't necessarily know if I like the idea of going to the full on democracy. I think if we just clean up the republic and get the special interests and stuff out of it. I mean, you're still... The thing is, it's not like it was the fault of the republic system that caused, you know, everything to happen and the political system failed, right? You're still going to have, you know, democracies that are going to have special interests injected, right? Just like you're going to have socialism with special interests injected. But the problem is... I don't think we can sit here and say... this is what we need in 10 years. I think we just need to say, first, we need to remove special interests. Fine, let's do that. And then let's see what we need, right? Because I don't... to say we just need to, you know, clean up special interests, which means, you know, da-da-da-da-da, popular vote, whatever that looks like, whether if it's straight-up popular vote or not, that might not be the best thing. Once we start cleaning things up, we might say, hey, that's, you know... you might start seeing the flaws more, right?
Yeah.
So I think it needs to be more, let's take this slow and in pieces. I mean, I don't mean slow as in time frame, but just, let's not say the end goal is 10 years of this. Let's say the biggest issue right now is special interest or money or whatever it is, and let's fix that. And then let's see what the next big issue is. And then let's see what the next big issue is. Because if we do it that way, I think what we end up in 10 years is going to be different than if we just say, in 10 years, we want to be here. Is that...
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but then I think still think, unfortunately, it goes back to a popular vote question, because you say the biggest issue is money and politics. I think the biggest issue is parties. I would like to say maybe I'm fine with there being as much money in politics as possible if each candidate was able to actually run on their own principles, because now that money has to influence one particular person to do one particular campaign. Maybe the money's fine if we don't have only Republican and Democratic and independent interests.
Sure.
I'm not sure money's the killer here.
No, and it might not be.
So how do we pick what is the biggest issue to go first? But I was going to say, I'm not that smart. Can you tell me the difference between a democracy and a republic?
Yeah, so basically, in a democracy, it's basically what you're talking about, popular vote, right? So if 50% plus one person votes for something, that's it. The you know, everyone else doesn't get a voice, right? In a republic, it's that weighted system where even though maybe the popular vote voted for something, you know, it's more of like a sliding average, in the sense that you're still hearing and dealing with the minority voices, rather than just taking a clean cut of this is the priority of the majority. That's all we're gonna focus on, right? So that's why when you look at the two houses in our legislative branch, the House of Representatives is a democracy. The Senate is a republic in the manner that they represent us, right? Because the representatives are based on population and popular vote. You know, if there's more people in the state, they get more representatives, so that's a democracy, essentially.
Yeah.
A republic, there's two votes, so even if a state like California has, you know, millions of more people than Michigan still gets their voice heard just as much as California.
Okay.
Because in a republic, Michigan as an entity still has a right to be heard at some level as California.
I agree. Okay.
Because think about it, what if 51% of the entire population in this country lived in California? No other, and we went to popular vote, no other states problems or views or anything would ever be heard.
But everyone's view is heard, because particular issues are voted on, but those issues still have to be proposed by people. So in the example you just ended with, if 51% of the people live in California, those 51% of people are still not going to agree on those issues. And two, if the vote, so let's say we do have a system where everyone can vote, If the vote is about if we reduce the allotted amount of green gas produced per person to a certain number, and 51% of people are in California and they all vote for it, then that's still what's best for the entire United States. I don't think that this geographic thing is necessarily the problem, because it's not always... Because I guess what I'm getting at is I get the old version of a republic and the old version of a democracy, but what I'm saying is if every actual person can vote and we all agree on those principles, then maybe I am talking about a republic. I'm talking about a digital republic instead of a digital democracy where we all set what the rules are. I think we're talking about the same thing, which is that...
Well, but if you're talking about we all set what the rules are, but the winner is... whoever gets votes the most on a topic, or, you know, the most votes on a topic wins, that's a democracy.
Yeah, but we break it up in the same way. We still do the exact same thing, exactly the way it is, except we replace the president with a computer, an independent computer. We replace the senators with individual computers, and then we leave everything else the same.
So, okay, so you're more arguing about just almost like, okay, okay, alright, hold on, hold on. I'm gonna come up with a great analogy. So you're like, you're talking about like what they're doing at McDonald's. They're replacing the cashiers with computers, right? So you basically just, you're looking to replace the jobs people are doing in government with a computer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now,
okay, well, already we are having a hard time convincing people that a computer is gonna take over a guy's job who's on the assembly line at GM. How are we gonna convince people that now our president of the United States is going to be a computer?
We don't convince them. If it's the right thing, they do it. If it's not the right thing, we don't do it.
Well, okay, no, that's not true, because there's a lot of things that are the right thing that we probably don't do. Because humans just typically don't learn from historical events.
That's where I disagree. I think that having a robot on that assembly line is the right thing to do.
Right, it is.
Emotions.
Right, yeah, people are emotional. I mean, you think, even if the computer was the right thing to do to replace our president, people are too emotional that they will not agree with
that. Yes, which is why it's going to take 50 years and not 10.
Right.
It might take, maybe, it might take 200 years.
Yeah. If it happens in our lifetime and that's still where we need to be, great. I'm just not convinced that our current version of this democracy or republic or however we want to define what it is today, I don't think this is sustainable, or I don't think this makes sense for the next 100 years.
I agree.
And I'm not saying we have to change it today. I'm not saying we have to change it in 10 years. I'm saying what is the next step. And that's the point of these conversations.
Let's know. You know what you do?
I don't think we're the first to have this conversation.
Test it.
No. Well, we're the first people to record it and put it on the internet.
Test it with...
I don't know about that either.
Test it with what I said I was going to do 10 years ago when I was bowling at the Rock House. When I said, I'm going to run for the state senate. My entire campaign is going to be based on a Facebook page where I propose whatever someone's discussing on my Facebook page on my number one vote. And whatever the majority vote is, that's my stance. Because I'm going to be the true voice of the people. I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat.
What about Russian bots?
If I say Russian bots and everyone says, 100% of people say Russian bots, I'm going to stand for Russian bots.
But what if the Russian bots are doing the voting?
Well, that's out of my control. So,
so really, Mark Zuckerberg is coming.
I guess what? Exactly.
You know what I'd like to see? Since pot's going to be illegal here in Michigan in the next couple of weeks,
we should get everyone high first and then have them vote.
No. We should redo this entire conversation, but after we're just super baked that we can see how our opinions differ. I'm just curious.
The thing is, for me, it's not going
to
be different.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I'm going to be exactly the same. I know this about
myself. I might be eating a bowl of Fruit Loops while I'm doing it.
Yeah, it might be harder to understand, yeah, because there's stuff in our face. But
I think you two embrace the technology. Because
I do. Right. As of now, I do.
Say that again?
If we're all high, I just think we all embrace the technology. Or we go completely dark and the robots are going to kill us.
Under one condition. As long as it was protected by Arroyo Networks.com.
A-R-R-O-Y-O, Arroyo.
I'd like to thank our sponsors for today.
Brought to you by the Arroyo. Rehydrating network security.
A completely cloud-native technology, bringing security to the masses.
It's raining men! Hallelujah, it's raining men!
Oh. That's our theme song.
Yeah, if I knew we were actually going to do this here, I would have brought the mic.
I hope this whole thing might
sound like shit. Well, it's just the normal speaker and there's music, so I do have like my actual mic, but I'll just start recording it so that maybe we can actually do it. Like in the room.
You might have to try to find some like audio cleanup, something or another.
If there's any way to just make that video good, that's as real as you can get though.
I know, that's why I wanted to have the conversation at first, but with the mic. But the plan for the podcast, so the name, I don't know if he told you, but the name of it is The Future Now. Maybe. That's literally the point, which is that we're at least going to have a conversation about it and like let people poke it apart. That's the point. That's how
that's how things get done, right?
Yeah.
So it's not about it being right or anything else. It's about let's try to formulate what might make sense.
No, absolutely. No, I like that.
So, and then I'm planning on doing two versions of each episode too. So I'm planning on doing a chopped down 5 to 20 minute version and then just the full version. of each episode. So there will be like an hour and a half long version of this with half shit audio, half good audio. I'm gonna say it's censored but uncut.
Good, so you can still cut out my It's Raining Men.
I can censor out whatever
you
want.
That in there.
I can, if he doesn't want it in there, we can censor
it. No, put the real song in. Well, then you might need some.
Keep it in. Keep it in.
Can we pay for royalties on that song? That would be a great.
Just buy it.
I mean, when they're playing songs, when people were going up there for the finals, I was like,
it has to be like under 6 seconds or something.
We were so disappointed because we were making the joke saying we wanted It's Raining Men to play while we walked up to the stage for the final presentation. They're like, oh, they won't do it for us. And then they start the final presentation, everyone gets a song that they chose as they walk up. Yeah,
they wouldn't do Raining Men.
No, we just didn't get chosen for the final, so we didn't get a chance to
shoot. Yeah. I don't know, that's fun. To me, those type of conversations, like, are fun because I might be the only one that, like, gets value out of it, maybe. But it's like, to me, it's like, that's so much better
I don't
than
think so.
Talking about the past.
No, I agree. But you put that on the internet, I bet of every 10 people who listen to it, 6 or 7 of those people didn't think of it that way. Guaranteed. Because everything today is so black and white that no one is thinking outside of the box about their politics. Really. At least the majority of the people are. I mean, UP right now, the state senate race, the Republican won. It's not because anyone knew anything he talked about.
Yeah.
It was simply because he was a Republican. That's all it was.
But that's why I am doing what I am doing, is just to put these ideas out there.
I agree.
Because I am, like you said, I'm not the only person, we're not the only people, one, who are having this conversation. I know I'm not the only one person with this particular point of view.
In fact, there's going to be 3 other people like us who had a similar conversation who brought up new points. We combine our video or this podcast with their podcast with someone else's podcast.
We're
talking
politics? Because
I'm just saying 3 people who had the same topic who had another podcast probably brought different points. Combine the two, someone else listens to the two of them, it's going to, you know.
And then we're going
to
make a robot president, and they're going to combine
all of the podcasts.
Yes. And then they're going to make the right decision.
And a Royal Network's firewalls.
So yeah, you guys want to sponsor the first episode? Officially? I can use all the
money. Only if you pay us.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Like, get like gas reimbursement or something. So, yeah, podcast sponsors are weird. What?
I've never really been big on podcasts, so I have no idea how that works.
Podcasts are good, they're huge.
I know they're big. I've listened to podcasts. I'm just
so this is funny. One podcast I listen to a lot is Syntax, and it's about like programming and JavaScript and stuff. And they have a pod that one of their sponsors is like called FreshBooks, and it's like I've never went to their website because I don't care, but I've actually recommended it before. So it's like I've recommended a service that has been advertised to me, but I've never used it. And literally all I said was, I've heard people talk about this and this thing that I listen to. It sounds cool. Maybe you should check it out. And to me, that's weird because I've never checked it out and I've never bought it.
That is kind of weird, but I guess.
But
makes sense.
But like I listen to podcasts, especially when I'm driving or like when I'm washing dishes. Or, like, all of these things when I could be listening to music. Sometimes I do nothing and just listen to nothing.
Yeah.
But all of these, like, passive tasks, why not listen to, like, networking news? Like, I'm sure there's a podcast
absolutely.
For your industry that
have,
someone would like to listen
have
to.
Have you heard I think it's called How It's Made.
Yeah.
It's the Starbucks store and all their business. Those are really good.
Yeah, but that's why I wasn't really into podcasts either until last year. And it was just, like, I realized I was, like, watching, like, Silicon Valley. Like while I was washing dishes, and it was taking me 3 times longer to wash dishes, and I had to like move the iPad around with me, so I wasn't getting nearly as much done. So like when that stopped, now I've started listening to podcasts instead when I need like entertainment,
okay.
And then I can do more and not be sucked into that one form of entertainment.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's kind of why I fell in love with it.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm trying to look for a podcast or at least some type of video on YouTube or something when I'm on the treadmill instead of listening to just music.
Yeah.
Be somewhere for in that half hour, so much more productive. You know? If you spend a half hour a day just learning something new, you're learning more than right now.
Especially if you're like over 40.
Yeah.
I'm a big problem is I'm a big visual person. Well, for me, learning is reading. So I enjoy listening to things, but I find I don't retain them as much as I do if I read an article or do something like that. So, but I should try it more. I mean, I'm sure some stuff will stick.
If you find the one you love.
Right.
And that's what it was with me. Like, I've listened to a bunch of them one time, or even like 5 minutes, and it's like, no, I'm not doing it. So there's just so much on,
yeah.
There's so many different ones that, like, just search different topics. Right. The one that actually got me started was based on what Cedric just said, because I wanted to learn more about blockchain. So I downloaded this one called Unchained, and that was what got me hooked on it. Because I was
nice.
Learning about blockchain.
Yeah.
While I was washing dishes, and it made so much more sense in my life. So it's like, if you find that one that you actually like, it makes so much more sense.
I like that. Yeah.
Adam just texted me. What the hell does that even mean? For the picture?
Oh.
Said you've been replaced.
Well,
he said the picture he took of you.
Yeah.
He put Adam 2 Maze 0 all.
2.0.
And
I don't think
I've
got it.
Oh, okay.
Did you tell him that means I'm a better Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I said you've been replaced, dude.
Yeah.
What else is I going to talk about? Oh, did you see the portal?
Portal?
Yeah, the Facebook portal. So I'm gonna do my next podcast about.
What is it?
So the minute you talk about the Facebook phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember I was saying they're probably gonna create something else makes more. Okay. So what they did was they created a thing called the Portal, and it's an Alexa.
Oh, I did see that.
And
yeah.
it to me it makes so much sense.
Yeah, but here's the big controversy around that.
Yeah. But they say it's secure, so it doesn't matter.
Well, no. It's not the secure part. When it was first announced, everyone was asking, what are you going to use, right? We don't want you using our personal conversations and stuff for advertising and all the stuff. And their first statement immediately was, everything you do on Portal, we do not track. But then a week later, they tracked that back and said, oh, no, we use it just like we do any other Facebook product. Right, so then people were like, holy shit, what are you going to actually be tracking, right? So that was a little controversy around that, but...
There's always going to be controversy around Facebook, like,
but that's
forever.
As a cybersecurity guy, that's where the controversy was.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
It's the first step to people used to having, eventually, Facebook.
Yeah.
We aren't going to be sitting here, but we're going to feel like we're sitting here all together. It's the first step towards that.
Yeah.
It is. We're just getting people used to it. It really is. We're all going to be sitting in our own environments.
Okay,
but we're all,
Wally.
We are. No, we're all going to be... No, I'm not just saying that because, not because we're all going to be sitting in a chair for the rest of our lives. I'm saying we can all be in different locations. We're virtually going to be in the same room.
Is this still recording?
I'm alright.
You good? Are you guys okay?
I'll take one more.
Alright, one more.
This week's almost over. It's been a long week.
So I've been running around all over the place doing all these meetings.
Is this still recording?
Yes. You want me to turn it off?
No, because...
No, I'll just refrain from commenting on the whole virtual, I feel like I'm here thing.
Wheelchair thing? What?
No, what was that movie where they were like, her? Huh?
No, it's good.
No, what was that movie where it's like they would put that thing on and like... They were like having sex, but they weren't actually having sex.
Oh,
Bruce Willis.
Was it Bruce Willis? Yeah.
Well, the gamer movie.
No.
That's another one. Gamer with.
No, this was an older, like probably 90s.
Yeah, but have you seen Gamer?
Yeah.
With Gerald Butler.
That's where we go though. That movie is where we go. Like, why would I leave the house? Like, for most people,
it's gonna
like
happen.
You,
why
it's
would
gonna
I have
happen.
Sex
it
with
will.
My wife when I can have virtual sex with this
with anything,
model?
With anyone. I would just have sex with myself all the time. I'm so damn sexy.
Plug in the loop back module here.
You don't have to. You don't have to. It'll all be automated.
No, it's not long enough. I can't.
Okay.
Myself.
Okay. Wait. But realistically, not you. But most people. like, for someone who is like a manager at Burger King.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wanted to be a manager at Burger King. I couldn't get it.
That's your own.
My wife was a manager at McDonald's. So.
But anyway, so like a manager at Burger King. Fine, just any employee at Burger King. The janitor at Burger King has a choice to make. I can sit here in this VR thing and use a drone to confirm that the robot claimed my work and then just do whatever the fuck I want for the next 36 hours. Or I can physically go there and have to pay money and leave my house. I think most people choose to just stay in their house and control a robot that does their job for them.
Why would there just be a computer that controls the robot so then they don't even need the janitor?
Yeah, they want to hire the janitor.
That's the next step. So then what does that person do? I'm just trying to do a realistic timeline where that person isn't needed.
I don't know.
The demise of humanity.
That person explores space.
Space, the final frontier. These are the void.
Okay, that's where we're going.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't.
But it leaves those people to do so much more. Like, because they're not doing these monotonous jobs. Like her. Like, she doesn't need to be bringing us those drinks. If there was a computer that made those drinks.
No, I don't know. No. She needs to be bringing us those drinks.
That's not true. There's a reason why a female or woman like that brings us drinks.
Okay.
No robot's gonna replace.
No, yeah. It's her. It increases sales, to be honest.
It is. I would rather have an attractive female bring me a drink than a robot.
That's why I keep ordering more.
There is an element. There is an element to that.
Alright, I think that's fair, but that's business. I'm talking about on day-to-day interactions for most people, like when you're coming here with your wife, you care a little less about the hot waitress.
That's not true.
I don't have a wife, so tell me. I don't know.
I don't have a wife either, but I'm imagining if I had one. I will have a wife.
What was the premise?
If you have a wife sitting with you at dinner.
Like, if you and your family are going out to dinner.
Yeah.
You don't care as much about. You care less about the hot waitress. No, you don't.
Care less?
You care less about the hot waitress? No, you just don't express it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said it the opposite way.
You just don't express it. Yeah, of course you care. Yeah. You just don't express it.
So what if it's just a picture? Or just have Tinder on your phone while you're at dinner then? Like, you can just watch porn while you're at dinner then. A robot comes and
that's
you're just
gross.
Watching. I'm just saying.
My kids are there. How? Jeez.
I just don't understand why it matters. Like, if I get my drink brought to me, I'm here. And I'm weird. I get it. I'm probably the weird person here. But it's like, I don't know that it actually matters that she's bringing, that like a person that is attractive is bringing me those drinks.
I think if we start doing stuff like that too much, I think there's some psychological component of mankind that is just gonna break. We're all gonna become sociopaths or something.
That's the evolution of humanity, though.
All gonna become sociopaths?
No, the next evolution of humanity is that it's not gonna be a change in our biological bodies.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an addition of something mechanical
as
to
soon
us.
As you're
we're
born,
already seeing that with our phones,
as
right?
As soon as you're born, your consciousness gets uploaded to a computer.
Yeah.
And then they use a cattle thing to,
cattle prod to
discard the body.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you seen this new game? It's like the top two game in the App Store right now. I think it's called like Life or something. Literally, you just click through, and like you just live multiple lives. Like you can make it's like Grand Theft Auto but accelerated.
Dude, no.
Yes.
I'm
like
playing,
literally, you just click through.
I'm playing Golf Battle.
Oh, fuck off!
Fucking golf. It's awesome, man.
Yeah. You have too much free time in your game. Why aren't you spending that time to grow your business?
I am doing my goal in my business. I'm doing it at the same time.
Okay. That's why you lost the salary.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Let's go.
I am past accelerate.
Yeah.
But I'm also in the position in my life where if something doesn't go right in my life, I blame myself now.
Yeah.
I don't blame anyone else. I don't give a shit. I don't care about what the judges said. I don't care about what the outcome was. All I know is I could. If I really wanted to, I could prepare
myself. I'm gonna say this. I literally wrote this last time, and it was the first time I accepted it because I thought it a few times. I was thinking about like all the reasons We Inspire didn't work. We Inspire didn't work because I wasn't prepared.
Sure.
Like anything else can be a case. I can blame whatever else I want, but that's why it didn't work.
Well, so Gary Vee, a long time ago, said,
"Happy birthday."
He does, yeah, birthday.
His birthday was yesterday.
It was, really?
Yeah.
Well, he said, until you have the mentality to the point where you walk outside and get hit by the car, and you blame yourself, you're not at that mentality, you're not going to succeed. Because you have to blame yourself for everything you do. It's your decision to do anything at any given point in time. And at any point in time in your life, you have the decision to do something. You could right now decide to get up and completely change your life and make something out of yourself.
Yeah.
You could get up on top of this table right now
and start
take off your clothes and whip your and do whatever the hell you want, right?
Yeah.
You do whatever you want. It all comes down to the decision you make right now in this moment.
And I agree with that. That's where I'm at.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to pick my pick of the day pick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're good now.
You want to do one of those group things? Can't you do like a Tinder group?
There's
a Tinder group.
And you find another group.
You put three guys together, you find a group of three girls. This part can't go on.
Okay, we'll put you guys in front and I'll just kind of hide in the back because, you know. I get the husband.
What if we just mash the three of us together and see what comes out?
Have you seen Beautiful Minds?
Yeah.
Okay, so did he get the hottest girl or was he just imagining that? Because they never went through and really clarified what was happening. Because his actual wife is hot, like we know that in real life. But all those things that happened in between when they were like at the bar and the cute blonde chick was like checking him out, was that all imagined? Because their friends were imagined. Was he even there? They never clarified enough of what was real and what wasn't.
I like to think it actually happened, but
that's a good point, though.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So,
because that stuff goes on in my mind all the time, so maybe he was imagining it.
Have you ever thought to yourself, maybe I'm actually a psycho, or I'm crazy, and I'm imagining all this, but I don't know that I am?
No, I expect to wake up out of, like, some sort of, like, comatose thing, like, I've been in insane asylum for, like, 20 years.
Right.
And this was all a dream.
I've seen that all the time. I've thought that many times.
Yeah. And then I have deja vu right after I think about it, and I'm like, oh my god.
I do not have that. I have, like...
Okay.
So this is real.
How
do we know this is real?
I never feel like it's not real.
I mean, it feels like it is, but how do you know for sure?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Because if you die and you never realize, it doesn't matter.
Right, as long as you think it is.
As long as you think it's real. I mean, that's what my mom always said.
Oh, this is fucking Inception. Okay.
I'm going to let this go for exactly an hour. So there's 4 minutes left. You want to talk about? What don't you want recorded?
Did the top fall at the end of Inception or not?
I got bored and stopped watching. I never finished Inception.
Do you think he actually saw his wife and children?
Yes. I like to think so.
Why didn't they make a Scarface too?
I'm the optimist.
Oh, sorry.
I'm always the optimist. And everything I do, I'm the optimist.
What's a Scarface?
You never seen the movie Scarface?
No.
Oh, you are from the UP.
Have you seen Escanaba in the Moonlight?
No.
Good stuff there.
No.
Oh. I haven't either.
Okay.
Well, I have.
See Black Panther?
Yes.
I'm not a Marvel guy.
Oh,
what?
Okay. Is that because it was in Africa? Never mind.
I like the Marvel movies.
Stan Lee died.
I mean, it might have been a little bit better.
I know about that. We were in the coffee shop the other day, and I kept telling Cedric, Stan Lee died. He's like, who's Stan Lee?
I thought he was saying Stan Lee. I'm like, what are you talking about right now?
I hope that he's already done cameos for, like, Infinity War and Black Panther.
Yes.
And I hope that they just, like, still work cameos of him in, just in, like, sketches or, like, parodies or, like, in any other capacity for every Marvel movie until the end of time. Like, I'm sure Disney, like, owns the rights to his existence.
Sure. I don't know. I loved all of them. I love Black Panther. I love all of them. I love the Avengers movies. It's okay.
Whoa.
What?
I got 2 more minutes of making ignorant statements. So.
It's okay, because I wore some Tommy Hilfigers out in California, and he accused me of hating black people.
Yeah.
So.
Good guy.
Interesting.
He was only 50% wrong. Exactly.
What happened to Mitt Romney?
He's a Scientologist now.
Oh,
Mitt Romney?
I thought that was Al Gore.
I'm just kidding, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
No,
wait, was Al Gore actually awesome? I've been hearing mixed things now, recently. Okay, I know how you feel.
Was he actually awesome?
Because I've been hearing about Al Gore in the context that he was simply ahead of his time. Now, I don't know much about like politics or even remember that.
I'm
but, like,
from a political point of view.
What? What did you hate about his politics?
No, I'm saying I'm not even talking about from a political point of view.
Okay,
I'm
just
saying,
from a person?
Yeah, I mean, he made some pretty bold claims, like he invented the internet.
I'm pretty sure I was in fifth grade when it happened. So
Yeah, but I mean, how do we know he didn't?
How do we know he didn't?
Aren't we all the internet, though?
Okay, first off, U of M had a big part to do with the internet, so thank you, U of M, even though. Okay, I'm not gonna go there, but I don't think Al Gore created the internet. Sorry.
Please say you don't think. Do not know.
Yeah, maybe this is all a dream, and you really did.
Like, what percentage? How sure are you, percentage wise?
Were you there?
I was not there, but in my past life as a cat.
You remember? You were in the room.
I was there. And as my past life as a penguin before that.
What about George Washington? If we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of who invented what?
So if you made it to the end of the first episode, I want to say thank you again. I mean, I don't know. It's just really amazing that, like, we live at a point in society where we can just, like, kind of create and just share things at such a rapid pace. Please just share any comments wherever you're listening to this, just like wherever your heart goes, like definitely leave some comments. If you want to contact me directly, you can send me a message on Instagram. It's ALVD3, like Eric Lamar Vincente Davis 3. I guess that's probably the best way. If I come up with any better ways, I guess you could find me on Twitter too, because I've been on there a little more. That's Eric Davis, A-R-I-C-K Davis. I guess that's probably good for now. If you try one of those two ways, I don't get like a ton of messages, so I'll see it. But just thank you. And like, I appreciate any feedback, and I want to keep doing this. And obviously it's something that, well, not obviously, but it's something that comes just naturally for me. But if I can like tweak the format some or tweak the delivery some in a way that actually it helped like provide value to more people, I would absolutely love to do that. So if you have any feedback or any thoughts at all, please feel free to share them. Thanks again, and have a great day.